Welcome to a special edition Wednesday, June the 4th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 37th episode and the final episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. It's been a short week, but it's been a great week here in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Monday, we held our annual MG Raby Awards ceremony, followed by our regular school board meeting. Congratulations to this year's MG Raby honorees for certified staff, Mr. Will Sibley at Ben Davis University High School, classified staff, Wilbert Romaine at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center, our student, Ava Bills at Ben Davis 9th Grade Center, our volunteer, Ben Wakefield, school board member and representing the Ben Davis Little League, and our MG Raby Legacy Award winner, Teresa Barth from Chapel Glen Elementary School, who is retiring this year. Congratulations to all of our MG Raby Award winners. Also, our school board recognized the dual credit teacher of the year from Area 31, Tony Watson, our NAACP state winners, Ethan Olin and Carissa Wright, our Skills USA State Conference first place winners, Joshua East, Nathan Long, Misael Rodriguez, and Jaden Young, and the Ball State High School J-Day competition, Jayla Bailey and Danielle Schumar. Congratulations to all of them. Also, we recently received great news that our Phase 2 Eli Lilly Endowment Grant was fully funded. Congratulations to everyone who worked hard to put that proposal together and the work of so many to make sure that we are on track for our scheduled NISL training this year starting in June. That's for the National Institute for School and System Leadership. We also received word that our Phase 3 concept paper was chosen for us to continue. We will be submitting our Phase 3 proposal in late August, and we expect to hear more this fall. As you all know, no secret to anyone, today is the last day for students. Yay! Congratulations! Whoosh! Thank you to all of our staff for such a great year. We wanted to take this special episode today. I have several members of our superintendent's cabinet with me today because we want to talk about next school year. Yes, next school year already. I know today's the last day for the 24-25 school year, but just around the corner is the 25-26 school year. And you all know we have a significant shift coming on Mondays where we will have our late start Monday that gives us the opportunity to do some focused professional development for every staff member here in Wayne Township. So I'm going to throw this out to our cabinet. Why? Why are we doing this? How did this come to be? What led us to our late start Mondays? Looks like Dr. Walters is the first one to grab the microphone. Dr. Walters, why are we doing these late start Mondays?
Yeah, so this has really been a two-year collaboration with a number of roles throughout the district. And what we initially started looking at is what we were going to do differently to positively impact our students and staff. And what almost all of the research suggests is that time to collaborate and bring people together around the conversations that need to be happening is what works for that. So we put committees together to take a look at three separate options. That work led to a presentation to the board. The board adopted this plan for next year, and we are just simply super excited to start implementation.
And as I think we've shared before, we looked at a four-day school week. We looked at an early dismissal. We looked at a lot of different scenarios in order to provide this time for professional development. And thank goodness, also just this past Wednesday, the State Board of Education also passed our plan. And so we are official and ready to go. One of the things that we did, however, is instead of going first Monday, second Monday, third Monday, because we know that sometimes we're off on that first Monday. Sometimes we're off on that third Monday. We actually created collaboration calendars that have purple, gold, Wayne, and giant Mondays throughout the year. Dr. Pierce, do you want to talk to us a little bit about what those days signify?
Absolutely. Well, those collaboration calendars have been published, and so you'll be able to take a look at that and see what professional learning is happening each purple, gold, Wayne, and giant Monday. There is definitely some very intentionality and planning that's gone behind those to really ensure that all of our staff have time to work with colleagues. Some examples you'll notice is that you'll have opportunities to work within your department and then also across department. So an elementary example would be our fifth and sixth grade teachers who have time to work within their specialization area. So, for example, all of our fifth grade math teachers, all of our sixth grade science teachers will be working together on Gold Mondays and on Giant Mondays. And then Purple and Wayne Mondays, they'll have the opportunity to work within their grade level teams at their elementary school.
So there's lots of different days going on, and we want to make sure people have a chance to look at that calendar, because those dates are also on those calendars. So it's not just the first Monday that is a Gold Monday or the third Monday that's a Giant Monday. They're actual specific dates that are listed out so that we can make sure that we are consistent across those. Dr. Harris, what would you add?
Well, very similar to elementary, our special education, Title I, and language assistance program teachers and paraprofessionals will have time on Gold Mondays to work within their departments and time on other Mondays to collaborate with grade level teams. This will give an opportunity that we've not had to really pull all of our K-12 teachers and paraprofessionals to come together for that collaboration.
And we mentioned this is for all staff members. And so, Dr. Samuel, you cover a lot of the operations department. What will that look like for your team?
Well, the operations department has some unique pieces to it. Of course, our transportation department, bus drivers, and our child nutrition staff members, they're going to be working to prepare food and transport our students just as they would on any normal day, just on a little different timeline. But of course, we know our grounds, maintenance, treasures, custodians, business office, and Wayne Police Department officers all will have some time that their roles will look a little bit different. And I think summarizing a lot of that, we know that what we're going to do is really balance that time with some training and collaboration for those staff members, but also prioritizing how they can really contribute to the mission and vision of the district is making sure our student spaces are ready to activate and accelerate student learning. So our maintenance and ops teams are going to be really getting into those spaces that might usually have students to hopefully provide some more timely repairs and keep those spaces in perfect condition for our instructional staff members to do their thing with our students.
Dr. Samuel, I appreciate you making mention of our strategic plan and one of our focus areas, because that was really the driver of the initial conversations that we had. Coming out of our frequently asked questions, one of the things that typically comes up from staff is, okay, we've got these every Monday. What meetings will I not have to go to now outside of the traditional teaching day? What meetings are we going to be eliminating? Anybody want to take that one?
I can speak a little bit to the secondary perspective. When we looked at pulling people outside of the classroom, it was to do pretty much anything that would be required around curriculum work and development, around looking at adoption on that rotation. And what we were sort of left with is this need to be able to also dedicate time to looking at the outcomes for that curricular work, that instructional work. And so a lot of those things fell in either that 30-minute time before school, or staff would do their due diligence in trying to make that time and be available during the school day. So when we look at what specifically we're going to be able to do during the late start Mondays, it is that dedicated time so that staff can collaborate when we don't have students in the building. We're not being pulled in 10 different directions, as we know is often the case. So we hope that, and we're confident that the rest of the day, the sort of cadence of the day, will feel a lot more attached to the instruction that's happening in the building, because we're dedicating those conversations to the late start Mondays. So that would include any curricular time. It would include any AVID development time. It might include the media specialist trainings that we would have had. Really all of the roles, we put those in a long list, and we said, how can we maximize this time to make that work so that the rest of the day when the students are in the building, we're not pulling staff in 10 different directions away from that classroom.
And I think we see that here in the Education Center quite a bit, because a lot of those trainings happen here. It's a centralized location in our boardrooms and our conference rooms, and it's not uncommon to have every available space here in the Education Center full with professional development going on, which means we have empty classrooms, or classrooms that, I shouldn't say empty, that do not have the teacher that was assigned to that classroom working with them that day. We might have a substitute or somebody else who we know is doing a fine job, but not nearly as great of a job as the teacher that has been assigned to that classroom and assigned to those students. So having those the ability for those teachers to be with their students on a more regular basis is definitely the goal, while also feeding back into us as professionals and allowing us to prepare ourselves to be the very best teachers with the best strategies and the best network that we possibly can. Not often do our teachers have the chance to work with each other across grade levels or across buildings to really develop those relationships and find out some of those best practices that are happening and other strategies that they might be able to put into place. Anything that Dr. Pierce you'd like to add from an elementary standpoint as to how that might look different for our staff with the other meetings that usually happen?
Absolutely. The meetings that take place during the school day currently, our elementary GLCs, our grade level collaboratives, those will be happening during that morning late start Monday time. And so that will allow teachers to have that time during the school day, that prep time back to do other very important tasks that need to be done by our staff members. I think the other thing I'd like to point out is just a reminder that we'll also have the four full day professional development days. And that time we're going to be committing to our curriculum work each quarter in the morning. And so where we've traditionally needed to do some pull-out sessions to review curriculum upcoming for the new 9 weeks, we'll be able to do that at the same time for all grade levels during the full-day professional development days.
So I know it's early, but Dr. Harris, does that mean that our November full-day professional development day, Wayne Learns, may look just a little different than what we've seen in the past?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to look very different because we will continue that model of collaborating across grade levels and really leaning into what we've been doing all year with Late Start Mondays and really building upon raising student achievement.
So we've currently had a full day on November, the November election day. We're going to continue to do that. We're adding a day in September and February, and then our May primary day. So another day where we have voters in the buildings, where sometimes it's a bit of a concern having those additional adults in the buildings. So those are our 4 days. They've already been published and approved. And so lots of things are going to look just a little bit different next year. Make sure, if you have not had a chance to check out the Late Start Monday Frequently Asked Question document, that you do so. It touches on many of the other questions that we did not have time to get to today. And, of course, we're going to be speaking again about this at opening day. You should have already received the invitation. Monday, July the 28th, opening day for the 25-26 school year. And also make sure that you're talking within your building and talking with your building leadership to help you to navigate these new professional development Late Start Mondays that are kicking off with the next school year. Well, thank you all to our cabinet for providing that information. You can also reach out to them with some additional questions if you have anything specific that we did not talk about on today's podcast. On Saturday, we've been watching the weather closely. We're looking forward to hosting 4 graduation ceremonies at Ben Davis High School. 9 o'clock, we'll start off with adult ed. 11:30, Ben Davis University High School. At 2 o'clock, our Achieve Virtual. And 6 o'clock, Ben Davis High School's back on their football field for the first time since 2014, graduating at home on the football field. Looking forward to that ceremony, actually to all 4 ceremonies this Saturday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this school year. Be sure to tune in next year for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great summer.